Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here with
John Evans from the Environment Agency.
And how did you find today?
Yeah, it was a really good day. Had a good experience to go in the flight, and we did some really good preparation work in terms of military aid, civil authorities, and understanding military capabilities in emergencies.
Oh wow, there's a wasp.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a bit of luck.
Yeah.
So you went in the flight?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
What was it like?
Yeah, it was really good. It was a new experience for me. I've never done something like that before. Yeah, I really enjoyed it, and it was really good to see the military sort of operating how they do. So yeah, it was fantastic.
It was lifting a pump as well.
Yes, yeah, it was lifting a high volume pump run by the Fire Rescue Service, which could be used in an emergency. You might need sort of logistics to get around when potentially roads are flooded, etc. So yeah, it could well be a sort of real life scenario in some case.
So what do you do for the Environment Agency?
So I'm emergency planning advisor, so that's basically ensuring the Environment Agency in our area, which includes the Isle of Wight, are well prepared for an emergency basically. So a main part of my role is working with multi-agency partners like all the other people here today, like Fire Rescue Service, MCA, local authority, ambulance service, ensuring we've got the sort of joined up plans to work together in emergencies.
That's good. What type of emergencies would you say
So for the Environment Agency, it's mostly flooding or environmental pollution incidents.
Yeah.
So in generally it's winter's flooding, and in the summer we're focusing more on pollution incidents.
Yeah, because we've got lovely areas on the Isle of Wight.
Yes, yeah, some really important areas to protect, and hence we've got our sort of Environment Agency regulators regulating sites to prevent pollution, and you also have people like myself and colleagues who are sort of incident response in emergencies.
And there's a load of animals on the Isle of Wight as well to protect.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So protecting wildlife, people and the environment is really our core aim.
That's good. Thank you for letting me interview you, John.
Not a problem. Thank you.